Well, over the next few weeks, you'll hear several interviews about businesses and how they're trying to ensure they behave in a sustainable way, about why they're changing what they're doing, how they're going to do it in the future. And the series being put together in conjunction with the firm Trialogue. They recently released their sustainable business tracker. It looks at this issue in some detail. Nick Rocky is the MD at Trialogue. Nick, good evening. I mean, businesses talk about sustainability all the time. I don't know if we can believe all of it. Is there a business case for them to, I suppose, embed sustainability? I'm talking about rands and cents. Does it work for their bottom line for them to do that?
Yeah, I know. Evening, Stephen. I think that most definitely is. What we found in our research, though, is that not many companies actually track or quantify the business case. Which just shows where sustainability has typically, been positioned in an organization. But we think there most definitely is a case. Sometimes I think quantifiable in ROI terms, for instance, investing in a particular plant or an operational facility, and you can, look at the payback period of that. But very often, I think the ROI comes in a sort of multifaceted way, in terms of improvement of relationships with various people, stakeholders, potentially opening up markets, bringing down operational costs. And I think that there is a very strong case these days around embedding sustainability and strategically into an organization with ROI is most definitely justified in the longer term.
I mean, firms will talk about it. They'll have it in their documents or their JSE results. How can you tell if they mean it or if it's just about compliance? I mean, there must be some firms that really do mean it.
Well, I think most all do mean it to some extent. Exactly what they're doing. Sometimes these reports are, firstly, they're written by companies, and there's a very standard approach to writing reports. And it's a lot about the disclosures through the reports. What the reports don't necessarily tell you is where the hard decisions have been taken, how practices are changing, where business is actually shifting what it's doing, and how it's embedding sustainability into the organization. They tell you, I think it's a very useful way of looking at a business in terms of what they're doing, but I don't think it necessarily provides you with a full picture.
Does it matter how high up the leadership chain it goes? I mean, if it's embedded with the CEO, or maybe even the board, I mean, if it's there, do you kind of know they mean it?
Yeah, I think depending on what, how seriously or what sort of ambition the companies are striving for, and if they're going through sustainability, filling out reports and meeting codes and standards requirements, but not fundamentally changing the business, then I guess it doesn't need to be in the boardroom as a discussion. But if you're fundamentally looking at your business and saying, how do we navigate this external environment? What are the trade-offs we need to make? Where do we need to invest and put capital behind some of these decisions? Then that becomes a board discussion. Those decisions can't be taken down the line. Without that board setting the tone, understanding what that ambition looks like, and then providing a sort of leadership mandate for that, very little will fundamentally change within the organization. So, yes, and I think that those companies that are really be serious about it, you'll find that their board can talk to you with some degree of authority about what they're doing and have know-how in terms of what that agenda looks like and at a strategic level, what it's doing for the company down the line.
I mean, a board decision may not be entirely public or well known in the public, but it'll be well known to the company's employees, and they themselves can use that decision to do the right thing in the decisions they make all the way down the chain.
Yeah, and it feeds down. Without that mandate, you'll find that middle management goes through the motions, but they keep bumping their head against capacity. Sustainability has got to be something that the business takes on board holistically. So divisions and operational units need to actually deliver the business and, the sustainability imperative. And without a leadership mandate, that just can't happen.
I think, people are given things they have to comply with or do. And I'm told, never happened to me, but, the further up you go, actually the more kind of forms you need to fill, your signatures are needed more often. You have to tick boxes all the time, fill in forms or get someone to do it for you. How do you have a sustainable business tracker that's maybe about a bit more than that? Because assessing whether a company is living up to what it's saying can be a very difficult thing to do. It's what shareholders try to do all the time. How do you run a sustainable tracker?
So we built a model with sort of five pillars, which starts at the other end. Doesn't start, you know, typically sustainability used to sort of feed in from reporting and work back up the business. We sort of said, let's start at a sustainability ambition and then a leadership mandate. And then we look at the systems and processes and then look at metrics and targets and incentives. And then finally on communication. And we put together 44 indicators, but we asked very precise questions around each indicator where you kind of knew where you were in the business, you know, and we gave the options. So it was a maturity assessment. And a company, if they filled it out honestly, would say, yes, you know, we don't debate this at board level, or our system is a bit of a spreadsheet that we put together and try and cobble together a report. So we had very specific examples that would position a business on a maturity spectrum and tracked across the different pillars. And obviously companies can benchmark themselves against that and see where they can, you know, where there's level for improvement or where they, how they stand relative to others.
I mean, going forward, obviously, you would like more and more companies to adopt this, be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a useful tool. Another code or another standard. It's basically something that you can fill out and you can use to sort of plan and build out a roadmap for yourself. And you can take it. What we've done is we've taken it through some organizations where they get different perspectives from across the business, and then they discuss collectively, you know, where they can improve and what they can do. And I think companies that are serious about really betting in sustainability and building it in as a competitive advantage, and I do believe that this is really about good business, it's a useful tool to provide that sort of that view, a very holistic view of where you are on the process.
Nick Rocky, thanks very much indeed. The MD of Trialog, really do appreciate it. More conversations about this to come with the CEOs themselves over the next few weeks on The Money Show.